Drill 29. A suitable profession for an idle son. This is the situation. Listen, do not speak. A father is attempting to advise his son about choosing a suitable profession. The boy is not in favor of doing any work. This is how their conversation begins.
It's high time you sorted out your future. You really must choose a suitable profession. What field appeals to you most? Have you thought of going into medicine, for instance?
A doctor has to work hard. Doctors are busy men.
What about engineering, then?
An engineer has to work hard. Engineers are busy men.
Have you considered chemistry?
A chemist has to work hard. Chemists are busy men.
Now you do the same.
Ready? It's high time you sorted out your future. You really must choose a suitable profession. What field appeals to you most? Have you thought of going into medicine, for instance?
A doctor has to work hard. Doctors are busy men.
What about engineering, then?
An engineer has to work hard. Engineers are busy men.
Have you considered chemistry?
A chemist has to work hard. Chemists are busy men.
Then there's architecture.
An architect has to work hard. Architects are busy men.
Well, there's physics.
A physicist has to work hard. Physicists are busy men.
And what about publishing?
A publisher has to work hard. Publishers are busy men.
Well, how about journalism?
A journalist has to work hard. Journalists are busy men.
Accountancy, then?
An accountant has to work hard. Accountants are busy men.
Have you thought of advertising?
An advertiser has to work hard. Advertisers are busy men.
Then go into the civil service.
A civil servant has to work hard. Civil servants are busy men.
Why don't you go in for politics?
A politician has to work hard. Politicians are busy men.
Then take up acting.
An actor has to work hard. Actors are busy men.
In that case, there's only one profession I can think of that would suit you. You could go into the church. The trouble is, you'd have to work on Sundays.